PFT Media.
Tourists can now rent out your neighbor's house. A large food hall is coming to Central Florida. This and more on this week's episode of The Daily City. Welcome to The Daily City. My name is Mark Baratelli, and I'm the editor of thedailycity.com. A large food hall is coming to Central Florida inside a development called Magic Place, according to Orlando Weekly. The food hall will contain 30,000 square feet of food and seating, feature 20 non-chain restaurants, will be called Gourmet Market, and will be located at 5500 US 192 in Kissimmee, a 27-minute drive from downtown Orlando. This is only one of many food hall projects in the works for Central Florida. Maitland City Center's Food Hall Hybrid is built and awaiting tenants. Downtown Sanford's Henry's Depot will take shape inside a 1940s train depot. A small food hall inside the Creative Village is coming from downtown developer Craig Usler. An outdoor food hall made from shipping containers is coming to Lake Nona. And Oviedo Food Factory, opening late 2019, will feature a micro-restaurant row overlooking Oviedo on the park's Main Street. The restaurant developer behind Cinco Tequila and Tacos, Gregory Pronzo, will be opening a new restaurant concept called East Hampton Bait and Tackle in the former TR Fire Grills location at 1035 North Orlando Avenue. According to food writer Fayez Cara, it's expected to open in early November. Pronzo is also a franchisee of Wahlburgers and is responsible for bringing a Guy Fieri restaurant to the villages. A company called Brew Theory plans to create 13 new full-time jobs when it opens its contract beer brewery and tasting room inside a 1956 warehouse in the Callahan neighborhood at 400 Pittman Street in downtown Orlando. The project consists of an interior renovation of an approximately 10,000 square foot space, including electrical upgrades, brewing equipment, and upgrading interior spaces to accommodate the tasting room and seating. The space, steps from Creative Village, will contain a lab, a homebrew shop, tap room, sandwich shop, and a podcast room, according to the Orlando Sentinel. Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company at 1300 Alden Road in the Ivanhoe Village District is getting a new mural paying tribute to the history of the early 1900s Orlando resident George I. Russell's effect on the area directly surrounding the brewery. According to Steve Herring of OrlandoRetro.com, Orlando was the epicenter of the United States pineapple business in the early 1900s, thanks to George I. Russell's pineapple field surrounding Lake Ivanhoe. After Russell's pineapple business died when trade opened up with Cuba, Russell opened a water park, eventually called Joyland, in the same general area. The mural will feature a hand holding a pineapple, as well as a water slide dipping into the water with the word Joyland hovering above. In an effort to expose visitors to authentic Orlando experiences and provide an opportunity for residents to participate in the sharing economy, the City of Orlando recently made changes to its code to allow residents greater flexibility in renting out a portion of their home, condo, or apartment to visitors for short-term stays. Under the new home sharing ordinance, residents are allowed to host guests in a portion of their residence within all residential zoning districts for 30 days or less, provided that the rented portion of the home is 50% or less of the total number of bedrooms in the residence, that there is only one booking at a time, and is present when hosting guests. And finally, mark your calendars for next year and every year until you die. Thanks to the official proclamation made by the City of Orlando, August 29th is now officially Beyoncé and Jay-Z Day in Orlando, today, tomorrow, and the rest of our lives. Thank you for listening to The Daily City Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Daily City, read our daily blog at thedailycity.com, and subscribe to our email newsletter at thedailycity.email. If you have a story you'd like us to consider for the show, email me, Mark Baratelli, at mark@thedailycity.com. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.